calculating a confidence interval. First example. We will do a little exercise together to look at how the confidence interval works in practice. Suppose we're interested in the average height of 6-year-olds. In a class of 16 children, you measure the following heights in centimeters. So we have these 16 observations. Suppose you know that the standard deviation is sigma equals 4. Calculate a 95% confidence interval for the mean height. Step 1 is to calculate the sample mean. So we have our 4 observations here, and we need to add them together, and I will add them in groups of 4 when I do it by hand. We have 9, 18, 19, 26, 2, 2, 2, 3, 5, 7, and 4. Here we get 4, 6, 14, and we get 2, 4, 6, 8, and 4. 5, 6, 10, 18. 2, 4, 6, 8, and 4, and finally 9, 13, 14, 2, 4, 6, 9, and 4, 4, 7, 6, 4, 8, 4, 4, 8, 8, 4, 9, 4, 6, 4, 10, 18, 4, 22, 9, 17, 25, 34, and 3, 7, 11, 15, 19. 1942 is the sum. To find the mean, we need to take 1942 and divide by 16. And I'll have cheated on that one. 121.375. That's our sample mean, which we'll bring with us to the next step. Let's have a look at the formula before we proceed. The lower bound is given by the sample mean here, minus this margin, z alpha half, times sigma, divided by the square root of n. Now, the sample mean, we just calculated it, is 121.375. Sigma, we know, we're told, it is 4. The sample size, we had 16 children, so that's n. Taking the square root of 16, we get 4. So, if we take this expression together, we have 4 divided by 4, so that's 1. So this factor combined is 1. And the first one was 121.375. The only one we are missing is the z. The upper bound is okay. The sample mean is the same as before. The z is the same as before. And sigma divided by the square root of n is the same as before. The only thing which has changed is the minus becomes a plus. So the next step is to find that. To find z, we need a probability table. This is a z table from Frisvold and Mo. The numbers you find along the edges here is the z values, and the entries in the middle of the table are the probabilities. Now we have a confidence interval of 95%. Alpha is 1 minus beta, so that is 5%. But we are interested in alpha half, which becomes 0.025. So we need to search the table looking for this number. So where do we find it? 0.256, 0.250. Here we have it. So that's what we were looking for. Now we need to look right in the table, and we need to look up in the table, and we need to look at both these numbers, -1.9 and 0.06. We add them together, 1.9 and 0.06, 1.96. We are interested in the absolute value, so just forget about the minus sign. 1.96, that's our z value, 0.025. Now we are ready to wrap up the solution. We remember the formula. We had the sample mean, bar x, 121.375. We have just looked up the z value. We have the sample size and sigma. So we have sigma divided by the square root of n is 1. That's all the numbers we need. 121.375, 1.96 times 1 is less than or equal to mu, less than or equal to the sample mean again. Sorry, that was a minus there, a plus there. 1.96 times 1. So that gives us mu is within 1.96. It is 119.415. And plus 123.335. So that's our 95% confidence interval. Thank you.